Welcome to We Rule the Show!
Hey, welcome Joe, this is T. Martin Howell coming at you, and I got contacts, not glasses. Let's go.
Contacts, not glasses. That's so funny. I have like 40 pairs of glasses.
Oh my gosh, I know you. Are you? All right, this is going to be weird. I got to look it up. Hold on, I'll ask questions later.
Okay.
I got to look this up because this is going to be funny. Because if I find out you're a twin, I'm going to charge you all quadruple.
A twin?
Oh my gosh. All right, here we go. Contacts, not glasses.
Contacts, not glasses.
Contacts, not glasses. Now, all right. Nope. Got it.
Do you have to use that?
No, we got it. I'm serious. All right. You are the twin sister of Katie.
Oh, yeah?
Right there on Wiki. Wiki's okay. Never wrong. Wiki's gotcha. Never wrong. All right.
Okay.
All right. So a buddy of mine, he said he sent you a bullet point thing.
Yes.
All right. What you got?
Get the bullet.
What's the bullet point?
Bullet point number one. Let me find it again. Raul Alejandro show.
Yeah, who's Raul Alejandro?
Oh, okay, so he sings like reggaeton, and he's my favorite. It was so great. Went to Chicago to go see him. Fantastic show. It was amazing, set in the rafters. But like, I was lined up.
Wait a minute, hold on.
So I got to see all the dance moves. And just pause for a second. And I learned a TikTok dance before I went, so I could do the TikTok dance to the song. It was awesome. Super awesome. A great time.
That's fun. That is fun.
It is fun, right?
Oh, I can't think of a funner thing.
No, it was great. And the day before that, let me tell you what I did the day before that. So my friend from Lexington calls me and is like, hey, I got an extra ticket to this concert in Cincinnati. Do you want to go? And I said, sure. So on the spur of the moment, I went to go see Shinedown and Three Days Grace. It was pretty fun.
All right. Let us. Honestly, I haven't seen a live band, and it would have been too long.
Oh my gosh, it's concert season. I'm so excited. There's nothing better than Bradford
Super Mario Brothers
concert season.
You heard about the Super Mario Brothers movie, right?
I'm going to take the kids this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got kids. You know, apparently it's awesome. Apparently it stays with the actual story. And there's no, like, bull crap about, like, oh, this is this and this is that.
That's good. I mean, I don't know anything about it, but I am thinking about taking the kids. I'm a little stressed.
No, come on. What's stressed? What's bullet number two again?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. Let me see bullet number two. Who gives me directions? Oh, AI will destroy dating by 2025.
What did you just say? Are you saying that AI will destroy dating by 2025?
I think so.
That's incredible.
No.
Are you
serious? You know, I did read something, though, that the reason why dating apps were so popular is it's because it's the least, it's the easiest way to interact with people like try to date people, and people will always do the thing that takes the least amount of effort. I read Atomic Habits. Well, I didn't read it. I listened to Atomic Habits this weekend.
Have you ever read the book, The Road Less Traveled?
Nope.
Not that I know. Look that one up. Because it's pretty much exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Well, this one because is about
the people who go the road less traveled, yeah. It takes them longer to get there.
Sure does, right?
But it's still there, and you bypass a lot of like the freeways.
Yeah. Yeah. I pass a lot of freeways and I sure don't get anywhere quick, but my trip is enjoyable. It's real enjoyable. There's lots of animals, characters.
That's fun. That is fun. All right, so what's the third? Gotta get a third one.
Listen, can I send you the list? Hold on. I got it. Oh, here we go. This one's great. Women suck. All right.
Check it out. Pretend that I'm psychic. All right. Okay. Pretend that I'm psychic. Because I already know Dr. Zayas from the future.
Who?
I already know Dr. Zayas from the future.
You know who?
His first thing, never give those Kardashians any money.
Who's saying that?
Dr. Zayas. You've never seen Planet of the Apes?
Not in a really, really, really long time.
Dr. Zayas was the one that actually had honest opinions about humans.
Oh, okay.
And they weren't good. They were both good and bad. You know, I mean, it was nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
It was a great line. It was great lines. So, Bad Bunny
is dating a Kardashian?
Hey, listen, right now, all right? Contact? Can I call you CTS?
Sure.
All right, CTS, this is what's up.
Okay.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
All right. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
With what?
What was the third one again? What was the third bullet point?
Oh, women suck and men are turds.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I mean, it's true. We all suck and we're all turds. And it's not just men and women, everybody.
It's all right, dude. Hey, nowadays listen, nowadays it's fine. Because if you don't want to be labeled a sucker, you can be labeled a turd anytime you want.
But I want to be labeled like somewhere in the middle.
Oh, and that, you know what? Honestly, that's the best chip in a Pringles can.
Did you
say Pringles, right?
I live a life of not ever having to make a hard decision either way on most things. It's perfect.
Yeah. That is fun, man.
Right?
That is fun.
There's so much room for activities.
Oh my gosh. All right. What's the next bullet point?
Okay. Next one. Easter without
and for those who haven't heard, men are turds.
Just newsflash.
Just letting you know. Men, if you just tuned in, men are turds.
And women suck.
And women suck.
Okay. Easter without any religious condensation.
Easter without any bridges condensation?
Religious without any religious condensation. What is religious condensation?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Who wrote it?
I did not write that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Sure did.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay.
It was my writer that wrote that.
Oh, okay. So your writer. Ask your writer what religious condensation is real quick, man.
All right. Hey! Oi! What's religious condensation?
I'm
Oh, awesome. All right. Religious connotation means anything that has to do with anything religious at all.
Okay, so I did Easter a week before Easter because I didn't have the kids, but we had a good one. My only rule is you don't get an Easter basket unless you wear bunny ears. So
okay, now first of all, I'm a man, and half of me, and I'm an older man. So I'm sorry that I was raised the way I was. I'm sorry that it doesn't fit into your new perfect order of whatever the you think America should be like now.
Okay.
But that was pretty badass.
Bunny ears are perfect, man.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally not have sex with him. But I watched that stupid thing because my wife made me watch things. I have a whole bunch of Playboys.
What?
I have a whole bunch of them from like 1983 until 2004.
Right.
That's when women really became independent.
Took their sexuality back, right?
There you go. Hell yeah. And sexuality, because the
well, women all right, so it's sexuality then.
All right. So what was that bullet point again that we just read?
Oh, something about Easter.
With no. All right. So did you do Easter?
Yeah, we did Easter like the Sunday before Easter. We colored eggs. We wore bunny ears, Easter baskets, the whole big deal.
So you were all trying to turn each other on in this situation. I'm sorry, but we were talking about the exact same thing. We were talking about the exact same thing, and there was a lot of sexual connotation onto it.
Okay.
I mean, you're mentioning it now that we all...
Okay, so here's the last one. You're making it weird. What is
it? Oh, no, I'm not making it weird. You made it weird, just I understood it.
Okay. What is appropriate in relationships that are so unlabeled? They don't exist.
Oh, there... Wait, who wrote that one?
I don't know. That's your writer, man.
Well, he steals. Dude, honestly, he steals from everybody. I'm not joking. My writer steals from everybody.
Ugh, I hate that for you, man.
He's funny,
though. I mean, he's entertaining. He has pretty great questions, so maybe you just put up with it.
Well, you know what? Putting up with certain things, isn't that a trigger for some people?
Yeah. There's some things I put up.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
Putting up. Did you not?
Put them up. I got you.
Snap, snap. What? That's, up. Go. Yo. Here we go. Woo.
Okay, I'm losing you, man. I'm losing you. Where are you
what
going?
What happened? You know what? I'm going to call Katie.
All right.
It was great talking to you.
You too.
It was great talking. I'm going to go call Katie.
Okay.
I'm not going to say we're not going to talk about you.
All right. Good day.
Weirdo. Hey, welcome to We Want the Show. This is D. Martin. Hello, coming at you. And I'm here now with the original Katie.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. So we know something about you.
What?
See, now I can't say it.
Oh, no?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Because if I say it, are you going to sue me? You promise you won't sue me?
I promise.
You're right.
I don't know. Oh, shit. I don't know. That was scary. Right. I don't know. Okay,
we know you have a twin sister.
Ah! She's so weird.
No, she's awesome.
No, she's cool. I love her. She's funny.
She is very that. Yes, I totally agree. She is hilarious. Let's not get into that. We have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. I just want to make sure that we started off with the cliffhanger.
Okay. I'm here for it.
All right. Have you seen any movie? I don't know. She had the bullet points that I sent you, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry. What was the last bullet? Do you even have a close rendition of it? Or, because I already went through with your.
What are you talking about?
I swear I did not know you had a twin. And it's like, how would you? I mean, y'all live.
How did you not know? Did you just think we were the same person this whole time? One without glasses, one with glasses?
You all are now officially We Want the Show guests. in perpetuity. my gosh. I'm blowing my mind.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, what was the last thing that you all talked about? I want to actually know. I know what she said. I want to see what you say.
Okay. About what? About what? What did you ask?
She said that I sent you the bubble notes, the bullet points that I wanted to talk about. And
Raul Alejandro.
I thought I was talking to you and I was talking to her.
Gotcha.
So many questions, but we're not here for that. We're going to hear talk about some nerdy stuff.
Yeah, what kind of nerdy shit you want to talk about?
Well, I want to think.
Hey, what have you been doing in life, man?
Me?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in like weeks. What have you been doing, like day to day? I want to know. What have you been writing about?
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that.
Come on, man.
No, I can't tell you that. I appreciate it, though. Yes.
Give me something good. What have you been doing then? What's your day to day?
Figuring out why conjugations are taboo.
Conjugations
are in certain writing is taboo in certain vilifant type. you know what? Yes. So that's what I've been doing.
Like in.
Oh, I've got a great
professional writing.
I got a great story. It's coming up very well.
I want to know it.
Well, first of all, we should talk about what do you think about divorce?
I'm for it.
Wow, you sound like your sister, I swear right now.
I can't help it.
It's funny. You are so close. Ladies and gentlemen, we knew that she had a twin. We were just trying to be in subterfuge. But they're both apparently goofs.
Yes.
So it works. It works. So anything goofy.
Together.
I can't wait. That would be awesome to have you both on.
Would it be funny?
No, hell, we can do it.
I mean, yeah, let's really, do it.
If she wants to do it, I'm totally
okay. We'll give it a go. I'll try to talk her into it.
All right, she's nuts. I'm sorry. I just wanted to let you know that before you gave
you
it
don't
too
think
much.
I know
I
that?
Mean, dude, I know she's your sister, but listen, man, there is I didn't understand. It's all good. Try to rein her in if you can.
I will. I'll give it a go.
Because she says she hasn't talked to you, and I know she has. So it's kind of weird. Like, she came off weird immediately.
Mm.
I'm still trying to, like, I'll have you listen to it and then see what you want to put on.
Okay, sounds good.
It was hilarious, though.
Okay, well, then put it on, man. Do it.
All right. Where is she now? Do you know where your sister's at? Because I don't, no. I have her number, but I'm not going to freaking text it.
Okay.
Where is she at right now?
I don't know.
All right. It's all good.
It's fine. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about something fun.
I don't want to talk about how I have a huge crush on your sister. I do not want to talk about that. That's the one thing I do not want to talk about. You understand me?
I got you. We won't talk about the elephant in the room.
That is so funny because I love the think of the colloquialism of that statement.
The what?
The colloquialism.
What is that? What does that word mean?
I have no idea, but I know I'm using it correctly.
I wish I had the vocabulary that you did, just so I can make shit up as eloquently as you do.
There you go. That's the whole point. What do you think words are? What do you think words are?
I know.
People made words together.
Hey, I came up with a new word. Do you want to know what it is? It's a whole theory. It's called microdosing. It's about taking a whole bunch of little short naps throughout the day.
Microdosing.
Yes, microdosing. That is fun.
I like that a lot.
I love a good microdose too. It's the perfect.
Holy, it's the perfect. You are so smart. You are so smart. I swear. Microdosing. It's like it's microdosing day.
Yep. Sorry, I've got a microdose today.
The way I can do it is if I dress up like a like one of those thing dozers in the Smurfs.
Oh yeah, do it.
Oh, not Smurfs, but the dozers in the Fraggle Rock. Yeah, I said Smurfs. Look at that. Look, you're going like completely different ideals. Like one German, one Finnish, one. Oh my Lord, have mercy! I'm gonna get canceled. I know it. I'm gonna get canceled.
For candy.
All right. Yes. Yeah, that's 20 for you.
Yes. Can you get canceled?
30 for you. Yeah. Okay. So now we got my money. We just see if we can make you cough.
Well, you did.
That's all we wanted to do.
Congrats, you did it.
I got $40. Tell your twin. I'll take her to dinner.
Okay, I will.
but she's got to pay for me.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Because all I got is $40. And that's probably wherever I'm going to end up. That's going to be enough for the cab to get home.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You got to save that shit for Uber.
You got to save that shit for a way home, man. Always have the way out.
Always got to have a way out. You always got to have a backup plan. You never go out without a backup plan.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hell yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, so anyway, so for some of our listeners.
Let me tell you about my Uber driver to the Pacers game the other day. It was exciting.
All right, now, people that don't understand this, the Pacers are who?
It's a basketball team, like Indiana Pacers basketball team.
Yes, that's true. That was Katie not knowing who the Indiana Pacers were.
I go to Indiana Pacers games all the time, too. Anyway, so I took an Uber there, and this guy, he was the most interesting person I've ever met before my whole entire life. He had a Jeep Liberty, a red Jeep Liberty, and it had a American flag / eagle, American eagle, across the windshield that was and his windshield was broken, and he was my Uber driver, and he and I had to trust him to get me like 20 miles to downtown Indiana.
I already know what to do. What you do is you look up on your phone, like something for a windshield, like they can come take care of it immediately.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you look that up. No, you look that up in your thing, because that's actually considered legal witness. So then I'm sorry, I've been studying a lot in my paralegal and paraeducator and I wouldn't sell a house right now to save my life.
Okay, I'm not going to.
I'm talking to you about like what I've been doing the research on. So, boom goes the dynamite. What were you talking about?
Boom goes the dynamite.
No, you were talking about how that one time that girl wore the same what was it, nail polish as you on the right front finger, and you all got up in it. Tell me all about that one.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Oh, you didn't have that happen?
No.
So you're saying that there's no woman in the world that's ever had something that you had that you didn't feel immediately hurt by? What? Now, ladies and gentlemen, who we're talking to is Katie. And she is freaking awesome. And she's also a polyamorous, wonderful person that just gives love because that's all she knows.
Okay.
So answer the question, woman.
So say the question again. And don't make it about nail polish. Make it about real life, because I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
You were talking about nail polish, man.
So you're saying that you've never had nail polish another girl had that you said, oh, you stole that from me?
No, not really.
I guess it's a different world.
No, I mean, I've had it the other way around, but...
Well, then you lied. You said that you didn't understand it, but you do. Understand.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you
I
just do understand it.
I understand it now that you
just understand it differently.
Yeah, correct. I understand it differently.
What would be a difference in that, do you think? Because I know for a fact that you got a friend. She's amazing. You know, single mom. Doing her best. All right. Now, but how do you go about thinking of it?
Thinking about I'm confused the question. Sorry, I'm trying to follow.
You have to answer as in a form of a question.
What is
The answer was tissue paper.
Fuck, I missed it. Damn.
The answer was tissue paper.
Tissue paper.
What is
I was right
paper?
There. That's I was right there. I was thinking.
Let's go ahead that. For.
Can we, yeah, right. Can we move on to like a new subject? I'm kind of bored.
I have been waiting all night. Let's talk about something you want to talk about.
What do you want to talk? Okay. All I've been doing. Listen. Can I tell you something? I've been working hard. I've like actually been producing at my job, and like I'm super happy about it, and I'm feeling good about it, and it makes me want to like I have a personal project that I'm working on that I've been working super hard on that is also kind of giving me a little oomph at work to like do a little bit better.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're gonna hold on, I got the crystal ball out. I'm gonna try to talk to Dr. Zayas from the future.
Oh, okay. Is that the guy from Planet of the Apes?
Who are you? Oh, God, it's you. Hi! Hi. Yeah, I don't have Alex here, and I'm so sorry, but we we need to have a conversation. We need to know if pineapple. All right, that's all we can do. Told us to buy apple.
Okay.
Interesting. I wonder why you would say that.
I have no idea. Hold on. Good podcast. But I'm ready to kind of wrap it up if you are. It's been fun.
You know what? I'm going to call you twin. Because you are born. Hey, I'm not. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
You know. But your twin got it like.
I know.
Gangbusters.
Sometimes she's cooler than I am, man. You never know.
Well, I'm going to say right now, yes, this is one of those times.
Yeah, she's way cooler.
One of these times that she's way cooler than you are.
That's all right. I'll let her have the spotlight tonight.
All right, man. Well, okay. Hey, we want to. Hey, go ahead and can you say the thing? Hey, this is Katie, and we want the show.
Hey, this is Katie, and we want the show.
We want the show. We want the show.